I've got Amelia with me today. She is a media officer for the MacArthur Bulls FC team, and she'll be giving a little sneak peek into the stadium media box. Hello, Amelia. Welcome on.
Hello. I'm so excited.
So just to start us off, FC stands for football club, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about like the main differences between the FC and other major football leagues in Australia?
Yeah. Our team plays in the A-League, which is the top level of Australian football or soccer. We play during the summer, which is quite weird because a lot of soccer tournaments play during the winter. Yeah, so we verse teams like Sydney FC, Western Sydney Wanderers, and a whole bunch of other amazing football teams in Australia. And we're very much competing against different codes. So if you look at the NRL and the AFL, we have a little overlap at the end of the season, but we are one of the biggest sports during summer.
Can you talk a little bit about the MacArthur Bulls origin story?
Yeah, of course. So we started in 2020, and we were the only football club to start up during COVID. So we've been around for about 5-6 years. This is our fifth season from memory. We're a small club, but we're very mighty. We're very family focused. We love Southwest Sydney, so that's our catchment area. We've been in the league for about 5 years. Yeah, we're very much focused on family, going out, having picnics at our stadium and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, fresh, young, family friendly.
Definitely.
Ready to make it big. Moving on to being in the office. As a media officer, what's involved in a typical work day for you?
Well, it's kind of different. If it's in like the lead up to a match, it is very much like getting press conferences sorted, interviews, and just making sure that we have enough eyes on social media.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of coverage. We're coming into the lead up for our first home game of the season, so it's a lot of like, oh my god, we got to do this all over again, like we're all freaking out. If it's an away match, it's a bit different. It's a lot more chill. What we really have to do is our press conference, and that's about it. But we want to keep attention on us as much as possible, and we're in our Asian Champions League as well, so we're playing in two tournaments, and that is very much making sure that we have enough coverage for that as well.
You recently wrapped your content day. How does a content day come together from your guys' end?
It's a lot of planning.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of making sure that we have the right people involved, that we are organizing it very smoothly and we don't take up as much time as we should. We usually have outside parties coming in as well. So A-Leagues do a couple videos, and then we have Getty who makes sure all our players have beautiful photos. And it's a huge team effort. It's like, you got to be the queen at coordinating. You got to make sure everyone knows what time's there.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there. Which station each player is at. And when that's for a team of about 26, 27 players, you're like, okay, so we got to partner them up. We got to go here. We got to go do that. And it's a lot, but I am very grateful.
Football is historically a pretty masculine industry. And on top of that, you're working at a men's team.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman.
Yeah.
What has that been like?
Look, I've been really lucky. The office that I work in have quite a lot of women in it, and they're all fantastic. They're all amazing. They're all hardworking. I'm not saying that the men aren't. They are also very hardworking.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
But it's given me a lot of good, like, role models to look up to. It's different for me because I'm a young woman. The women that are in that office, there are younger women like me, but if you look around at the league itself, it is very like all over the place. So being a young woman in that sort of environment can be a bit daunting, but then just like having those role models and having people there to help me has been amazing, and it's very much because of our staff.
So you said earlier that MacArthur's a younger, newer football club.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that being a younger team has kind of influenced the way that you guys are able to work together as a team, both media and the players, and also how you're able to engage with your like supporters, your audiences, your followers? Has that had an impact or an influence on it at all?
So the Southwest Sydney region that we cover, that is a very big growing community.
Like, yeah.
That is a lot of new families moving in, a lot of houses being built, and we've kind of grown alongside Southwest Sydney. So we want kids to walk through that stadium, see a fresh, amazing team like us, and then slowly like grow up with us. So the more they grow up, we grow up, you know, we get that sort of history behind us. And it's very much like we're targeting adults, but then we're also targeting the kids to get to the adult.
Yeah, getting all those COVID babies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As COVID babies yourselves, of course.
Yes. I mean, it's the perfect target demographic.
Because Southwest Sydney, before the MacArthur Bulls, their team was just kind of...
They didn't really have a team because it was such like a new sort of area. And we came in and a lot of people who... lived there who were Wanderers supporters came to us. We have quite a few foundation members, so people who've been there since day one, being like, yeah, I used to be a Wanderers fan, but then you guys came along and you guys were awesome, so we're joining you. We came and represented a group that didn't have a team to represent them.
Thanks so much for coming in today. I know this was a long time coming. I'm so excited to have finally got you here, got you on a mic.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for letting me yap about my team. It's been so much fun.
That was Amelia from MacArthur FC discussing her job as a media manager for the team. The new season has just started, I believe, so catch the Bulls vs Wanderers on November 1st at the Campbelltown Sports Stadium, kicking off at 7:35 p.m.